It starts at zero, but it likely won't end there. Property taxes for Barrie homeowners are on City Councilors' agenda Wednesday, as the 2025 operating and capital budget process begins in earnest with a presentation at Finance and Responsible Governance Committee. Council's eventual goal is no increase in the city's portion of property taxes, but almost certain increases to police spending next year and for the services provided by the County of Simcoe, social housing, ambulances, Ontario Works, etc., mean Barrie homeowners are facing an overall 2025 hike when the tax bill comes. As I and many around the council table have demonstrated over the last 6 years, we do target for minimal to no increases going through the budget line by line, said Cown. Gary Harvey, I am very aware that many are struggling to pay their bills, keep food on the table and a roof over their heads. It is of the utmost importance to me as Chair of Finance and Responsible Governance Committee, he added. But there are immediate challenges to holding the line on next year's property tax increase. At this point, the 2025 police budget is $71.43 million, which is $3.9 million or 5.79% more than this year. The police budget is traditionally about 20% of Barrie's operating budget, the largest portion. Also separated from property taxes for city operations are increases to water and sewer, wastewater, services, which are to increase by 3.96% and 4.92%. respectively, another expense for homeowners. There's also a 2% increase for capital rehabilitation, infrastructure investment funding, to repair and replace Barrie's roads, pipes, buildings and bridges. This year's operating capital budget called for a 4.82% tax increase to Barrie homeowners, which equals $228 more this year on a typical city home assessed at $368,000. That hike was with no increase to the city's operating portion of the budget. Ontario's Municipal Act provides the head of council with the authority to give direction to city staff in writing, and one this year is a 0% increase in the city's operating budget, according to a budget memo on mayoral direction to city staff, from Mayor Alex Nuttall, dated July 12, 2024. With the strong mayor's powers, this will be the first budget that is directed by the mayor prior to council seeing it or debating it, Harvey said. We will not be receiving the budget binders ahead of the presentation. This should be a much more effective and streamlined process than past years, and as you can see again, we have a 0% increase on the operational side and a marginal 2% increase on the capital side, he added. The Ward 7 councillor said he has not seen any service partner budget requests other than one from the Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority, NVCA, on which he sits as Barrie's representative. As in the past two budget talks, these ones will be spread out from late November until January's end. At this point, the schedule calls for the city portion of spending on more than 60 services such as firefighting, snow clearing, road repairs, transit, parks and recreation and water treatment, to be debated by General Committee December 4, then passed by City Council December 11. Councillors will receive 2025 budgets from its service partners, the County, City Police and the Barrie Public Library, on January 8, then your presentations of these budgets January 15. General Committee's budget talks will be January 22, City Council approval of the operating and capital budgets on January 29. From start to finish, November 20 to January 29, that's more than 60 days. A look at the city's expenditures and revenues, early in the budget process. City of Barrie graphic.